los productores de Betty en New York, Telemundo presenta...
¿Sabes que esto se acabó? ¡Ya!
La historia de dos amigas en crisis matrimonial.
¿Sigues con la idea de separarnos?
Sí.
Y el insólito pacto de un esposo que podría salvar la relación.
Vamos a darnos 100 días para ver qué pasa.
100 días para enamorarnos.
Una historia que los emocionará, los hará reír, llorar y reflexionar.
De lunes a viernes, 9-8 Centro, por Telemundo.
Beacon Talk Radio Show. I am Beacon Edition. Evening, I am Motivational Mindset for Beacons. We will go into our I Am session on the topic of understanding vitality versus suffering and finding, after you go and we've talked about our life compass as the I Am Beacon, to getting into our I Am Vital and I am no longer suffering mindset, because part of hardship is understanding after you're going into your testament, your illuminations and whatnot, and doing all your reading daily and whatnot to remind yourself of different things to get yourself to get up, do something. You want to be able to get into that I am beacon mindset every day and have vitality. So we're going to take this off with some I am motivational mindset quotes. And we're dealing with Jerry Rice. Today I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. Then we'll go into the next one. The greater part of our happiness or misery depends on our dispositions and not upon our circumstances. Which is true, as I am beacon, is that you need to tune into your illuminated side of life, your inner light, and tap into your inner beacon and say to yourself that I am light, I am beacon, I can make it, I can do this every day. And in that, you're going to figure out that the keys to happiness doesn't lay in numbers. It doesn't lay in a bank account, but in the way we make others feel and the way that we make us feel. And that's from Joe Rogan. And part of that is you got to make yourself feel good in order to make others feel good. So when you're around other beacons and whatnot, you need to be able to understand that I am mindset and in testament and illuminations and things like that, which is why I said that you need to get into your material and look at your source material to kind of keep yourself with a good foundation and whatnot. And then adding on to that by, you know, looking at other beacons that are online and things like that and following Illuminavium on Twitter or on Facebook, and then getting into that moment of seeing those things and those that follow the light and those that have that I am beacon mindset and have that inner light, the eternal circle, that all seeing eye, the mark within them. And that's within their heart and not just there in their mind as well, and in that third eye of being able to feel that inner feeling of joy, that mantra, that inner energy that comes upon you once you start realizing life is better once I start getting into a positive I am mindset. And then that, think about this. When you fail, learn from the mistakes you made, and it should motivate you to work even harder. That is by Natalie Bogus. And then on top of that, here's the last motivational mindset quote I wanted to share with you guys. A mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work if it's not open. And that's by Frank Zappa. So what you want to do in there is that we're going to go into vitality and suffering and things like that, because that's part of the thing most of us struggle with as an I am vegan. And part of it is just learning how to maneuver life and hardships, and then understanding that's life. It's just going to happen. But in on top of that, aside from hardships, even just dealing with everyday life, outside of life being, well, for lack of a better word, sometimes just complete levels of, oh my God, you know, and you're just like, so you have that moment where you just literally do that, and then you have to start writing down things in your life that are great, and then self-actualization, your thoughts, and versus when you don't think good thoughts, and you're always thinking of the worst. And so you just want to start writing, Because between now and next session, you should be able to see a record of the thoughts that you keep and have and the feelings that arise and things like that. Because if you look at these things, they either lead to increased vitality or increased suffering. And what you want to do as a beacon is to reduce your level of suffering or angst or upset that you put on yourself besides reading your testament, your illuminations, and things like that. That shouldn't be the problem. The thing is processing all the information and then going to other luminaries and other beacons who are way past where I'm at and being a beacon and are able to better guide you and put you underneath their wing to kind of teach you the way outside of just listening to these podcasts and whatnot. But you're able to look at the leadership and management and see the I am mindset and the I am culture and getting into that process, and it becomes secondhand. So part of that is in your vitality is understanding your thoughts, your feelings, your urges, sensational or sensations within your mind and mindset and your mind body. And that's what I mean by sensational, because you want to be able to have that sensation and understand it, master it, and master the mind. If you don't master the mind, you don't master the art of being calm, and then you don't master the art of being an I am vegan. And part of that is understanding how to get your mindset in the right direction, illuminated and in light and more enlightened. And that's where you get the testament, you get that illuminations, you pick those up, and you start seeing that this all falls into place, and this is kind of where you're going to be heading and your direction, your life compass, and things like that, as we talked about values and whatnot, and what have you. And then you need to also think about that and the memories that show up daily and in your mind and whatnot, and good memories versus the bad, and whether you're staying stuck in the bad or you're staying into a mantra of a good mindset, I am life. And then from there, you're going to think about the things that you did in those moments and feelings when they show up. And then you're going to say to yourself, did it lead to vitality, an example, enrich your life or improve your health or well-being or relationships in the long term, being it social or not social, or relationships you have with work or even with your significant others or other people that you socialize with offline? Then you have to think about things that you have done that do not cause vitality, that things that will be thoughts or self-deprecating things that show up that lead to your suffering. An example, you know, the restricted worsened thoughts in your life or worsened life situations or things that happen or feeling drained in health and well-being or, you know, hurting your relationships in the long term, whether business, professional, or if it's like even intimate relationships or even familial relationships. You want to make sure as an I am beacon is that you're tapping into all of your light and being able to routine maintenance all areas of your life so that your light becomes more shining instead of diminished or it's foot dragging. You're just kind of feeling some type of, you know, diminished in what you're doing. And the magic part of life is that you don't go get a whole magic harp and think to yourself, oh, I wish my life would be like this, right? It doesn't work like that. What you're going to need to do, walk with me here, is that you're going to need to understand while you're writing all these different things, you're going to say to yourself, I need to figure out what makes my heart sing. So start writing things down. And in that, you'll be able to get yourself in touch with what truly gives you joy in life. You know, things that you need to ask yourself just for a moment to imagine you being blissfully happy and feeling truly joyful, free and light in all of the cares and things that you have going on or worries you have going on. They diminish when you're thinking about things that make your heart sing. You can't help but smile with or without things, material, or whatnot, and you feel relaxed and at peace with yourself and with the world around you and what you're putting into the world. What you want to put into the world is light. What you want to put into the world is an eternal circle and an eternal feeling and emotion of exuding I am beaconness or I am beacon light. And you want to feel that. You want to truly, when you have other beacons around you, they just feel your vibe, they feel your flow, they feel your magic, your I am magic. Then on top of that, you want to feel at peace with yourself and the things around you. And you may even feel a glow within and spaciousness in your heart. And that is part of the I am mantra, I am culture, and things like that. And being a vegan, that teaches you that mindset and that positivity, vitality, and less suffering. Even if you do go through things in life, you're not like at the point of popping over the beer, like, hold my burr. You literally get to the point that you're able to be capable of coping with different things because you're going to want to connect the dots. And that's where we're going to move into the next section of that. And then what you're going to want to sit there and think about while you're writing down the good things that make you feel good and make your heart sing is you're going to want to look back on your childhood. What things did you do that made you most happy? Was it looking out the window, looking at children and dogs playing, hiking in a mountain, or was it cooking? Was it, you know, telling someone you love them, or having fresh sheets on the bed, or something completely different, whatever made you happy. Look at those lists and look at those common themes and powerful messages and surprises you can see and the light you feel once you think about those good things. Then on top of that, you're going to think to yourself, you know, make sure that these are things that make you happy, not everybody else, what they're unique to yourself. Then on top of that, you have to say to yourself, why am I not adding these things in my life daily? Why am I not looking at these powerful messages and these surprises that you see and things that make you feel good? Why am I not doing it more often? Then you say to yourself as you wrap things up, you have to look at these things into your life and say to yourself, I need to bring more joy to my life. I need to bring more vitality to my life. Because in that, you're going to want to start looking at connecting the dots. And part of connecting those dots is understanding distractions, understanding things mind-body. With that, you're going to look at the main thoughts and feelings showing up in your life, whether it's today, tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, that may be either problematic for you or not problematic for you. Write these things down, and then you got to look at the mind-body. And then next, write down everything you have ever tried to get rid of, suppress, or escape from, or distract yourself from, and these thoughts or feelings when they're bad versus what's good. And then finally, consider the long-term outcomes, because we're going to separate the two. In the body, you're going to look at the feeling, sensation, urges, and cravings, and symptoms, or physical illness that come along. Or you're going to look at the mind, which is the thoughts, or memories, or beliefs, or worries, or self-judgments, and things like that. So we're going to go into self-actualization and understanding how each one goes hand in hand. And with the dots, you're going to look at the distractions, right? How are you trying to distract yourself from the thoughts and feelings, you know, whatnot? And then you're going to say to yourself also, are you looking at how your strategies are working? How are they coming into play? And then you're going to say to yourself, you know, am I adding more vitality to my life? Am I living for the moment? Or am I staying stuck in this moment? Am I looking at the things that I'm doing versus, like, thinking, you know, opting out? Am I doing substances and things like that? Activities that will cause you to do reckless, mindless behavior or things like that that will cause you to not get to where you need to be at. So what you're going to want to do is connect all those dots. So basically distractions, opting out, thinking, substances and things like that. Then you're going to look at the attempts that you make and your solutions. And then you're going to look at the solutions and management and long-term effects that it has on your life. And then with that, you're going to be able to see yourself getting hooked into that I am mindset, I am vegan, mind, body, and all together in wellness, well-being, health, vitality. And you're going to see yourself suffering less. So I wanted to make sure that you guys understand that in your vegan journey and then your growth patterns and things like that as you're reading your testament, your illuminations and things like that, and giving you these things as you go through each session as a I am vegan. And, you know, tune in and see these different things that go into place as you start seeing it all fall step by step, little by little, and you start seeing your life just, you know, not passing you by, but you're starting to see your life goals fall into place, your values fall into place, and you're seeing mind body working hand in hand, and you're going to start seeing that illuminated feeling inside, that inner light flowing from outside and exuding, and people start seeing you as a light, and they start following you, and they start being around you because they want to feel your energy. So it's a vibe. So what I'm going to do is take you out of here with some good vibes, and then from there, we're going to tune in next week for our I Am Vegan session. Thank you for attending, and thank you for sitting with me at the IMCC Beacon Talk Radio Show, IM Beacon Edition. Good night.